He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is the July the 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio. I probably ought to play Back in the Saddle again here today. We had a few days off celebrating the holidays there. A lot of company in town and whatnot. But we are back in the saddle live coming at you here today from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We've got a split decision in the market right now. We've got the NASDAQ just went positive as we opened the show. It went now up 2 points. 8,100 on the nose. Okay, there's your lottery numbers for today. 8-1 and 0. A lot of 8-1s and 0-0-0-0 on the NASDAQ. The Dow is down 93. A little bit of pressure on 3M. The Dow is at 26,712. If you were going to kick 3M out of the Dow, who would you replace it with? How about a Best Stock Now of today? I don't know. Adobe? I don't know. That's just a thought. Maybe I'll write an article to that effect. The S&P is down 6. 2,970 on the S&P 500. We've got the Russell 2K down 0.25% this morning. Crude oil is down 15 cents to $57.51. Gold is down $6.20. Gold got all excited there for a while. It's backing off now. It's back under $1,400 per ounce, $1,394. I did not get sucked into the gold rally. Silver down 2 cents. It's at 1503. Where is that 10-year? Boy, I haven't seen it for a while. 2.07 this morning. It has come up a little bit. And that's obviously because of the very strong jobs report that came out on Friday, giving us less potential for a rate cut coming soon. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money managers Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. After the big 4th of July weekend and festivities, we are back at it. We did work hard yesterday, but I had an appointment in the morning. I thought for sure I'd be back done in time for the radio show, and it just did not work out. So anyways, you got some replays there, okay? But we're back live with fresh content, fresh material, fresh Best Stocks Now today. Let's begin with yesterday before we dive into today. You know, yesterday was kind of a strange, you don't see this very often, but you had a securities firm, Rosenblatt, cut Apple to a sell. And you don't see that very often. Well, Apple's a member of the Dow, and Apple's a member of the NASDAQ. In fact, it's a big, overweighted position in the NASDAQ index. And they took it to a sell. They said there's fundamental deterioration over the next 6 to 12 months. Very unusual. In my system, the Best Stocks Now, let's look at Apple right now. I think I have it as a weak buy, which is obviously a lot better than a sell. Yeah, I have it at a weak buy. It's ranked number 371 out of 5,300. That's not bad. I would not be putting money into it right now myself, but we do continue to own it in our growth, our dividend and growth portfolio. It pays a dividend of about 1.6%, and it's obviously still a growth company. So that definitely had an impact yesterday on the market. At the same time, there were some real standouts in the market yesterday. I was busy on Twitter. I sent out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different tweets yesterday on stocks that made my eyeballs pop out. Let's just talk about a few here. Shopify made my eyeballs pop out yesterday. I could not believe the move yesterday once again. And now it's back up, Josh. It's up today. It did pull back a little bit yesterday at the end of the day. But, man, I'm telling you what, Shopify is one of the best stocks I've ever owned. This stock, since mid-December of last year, late December, has gone from 117 to 321.
Wow.
Wow. And what does Shopify do? Well, some have called them the next Amazon. I wouldn't go that far. Shopify is kind of a cross between Amazon, eBay, Etsy, where you set up shop, but you don't go over here to the retail center and deal with the agents there and lease a space and put up signage and hope somebody comes. Instead, you're on the Shopify mall. Go to Shopify.com and check it out. Maybe you want to open your shop on the Shopify mall. I got to believe the overhead is not as much as right. leasing a space and you know, all this kind of getting insurance and the pest control, whatever else. So Shopify has been a big, big winner for us here. We own it in all, both the Premier Growth Portfolio and the Aggressive Growth, the Ultra Growth Portfolio. Another one that stood out to me yesterday was Nike. Yeah. Nike got a boost from the women's soccer team winning the World Cup. There's a lot of exposure there with the women wearing Nike shoes. And Nike had a really good, really good move yesterday. We own that one in our dividend and growth portfolio. It's in there with Apple. Apple had a poor day yesterday, obviously, getting downgraded to a sell. Apple's back to $200 per share today, where it's been mired for quite some time. It did pop above $200 recently on hopes of a China deal. And then the downgrade yesterday, and now it's back up today. Just a skosh. Roku stood out to me yesterday, R-O-K-U. They are now the biggest streamer. Look at that move it made last couple of days. Very
beautiful
nice.
Beautiful formation.
And that's been as high as number one in my app. It's dropped back down recently. It's very volatile in the numbering system because it has a very short history. It's only been around since 2017, so that makes it more volatile in the ranking system. One other one that stood out to me yesterday, two more actually, Chipotle stood out to me yesterday. I don't know if they got a new queso that everybody likes. I don't know, maybe the tariffs being taken off the avocados,
yeah, the avocado.
Something going on. But we do own Chipotle. It broke out to a new 52-week high, and it's closing in on its all-time high. You know what? Give credit to Chipotle. That's one of the great turnarounds of all time. That stock got cut in half after the E. coli started appearing. And they've got, apparently, the situation under control. They operate 2,452. Do we have one in Mount Pleasant? I'm sure we do.
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. Now, obviously, by our answer, we don't know because we don't eat there. I don't personally care for it. But I know that the millennials and the Gen Xers and the Gen Zers, you know, that's their kind of place. They love those burritos wrapped in foil. We own Chipotle in our growth portfolios. And the other one that stood out to me was AutoZone.
Yes.
Can you believe it? And it's again today. Here's a stock when I wrote about it in my best stock now book back in 2012. It was trading around 350.
Yeah.
Yesterday it hit $1,150 per share, $28 billion franchise. They operate 5,600. By the way, my muffler's making a lot of noise lately. I think I need to run into an AutoZone. Maybe they got some baling wire. You know, my muffler's dragging and sparks are flying and people are pointing at my car. Just kidding. Tires are bald. I think I need to check my brake fluid, all that stuff. AutoZone. Get into the zone, someone said to me the other day. I said, I'm already in it.
Zone.
I own it in my Premier Growth.
You've been in it for a long time.
Buy and hold portfolio, and it's been very, very good to me. All right, those were the stocks that stood out to me. AMD also, just a little bit. I don't know what it's doing today. I like that chart. Yeah. You see AMD?
Yeah.
That's one of our biggest holdings.
Like Roku,
here.
Bounced off the 50-day.
I like that chart.
Very nice.
I haven't checked it. Okay, and the other thing I think that's got the market down a little bit, we'll talk about that when we come back. You know, the Chinese-U.S. trade tariff standoff, at least there's a truce for now. But I think Trump fired a shot over the bow here this morning at China. And I think that that's probably one of the reasons why the Dow's down triple digits right now. But the NASDAQ is hanging right there around the line, and I'm seeing some good action in some best stocks now. What was the shot that Trump fired across the bow this morning? More on that when we come back. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Ross Perot dies, age 89. Speaking of presidential politics, he made quite a stir that year that he ran for president. He stayed into the end, didn't he? Didn't he pull about 13% or something like that?
Right.
He was a player.
And of course, sound.
He came from the business world. He was totally a non-politician, and EDS was his big claim to fame, that company, and he's just died at the age of 89. Okay, here's the shot that President Trump, I think, fired across the bow of President Xi of China. The U.S. has put on its plans for higher Chinese tariffs. It's put the tariffs on hold for now, but We sell $2.2 billion worth of arms to Taiwan. Okay, that makes China a little unhappy. It includes 108 General Dynamics Abrams tanks, 250 Stinger missiles, and related equipment at an estimated value of $2.2 billion. China's already come out and said the deal was a serious violation of international law and a crude interference in China's internal affairs. I thought Taiwan was totally independent of China.
China doesn't think so.
I guess not. Because people from Taiwan tell me, no, we don't have, I know quite a few people from Taiwan, and they claim that they are totally independent.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I had to plug in my computer there. There we go. Now we're good. But 2.2 billion arms sales. And I got to believe, look, this China-U.S. trade thing is just going to always be there and impacting the market on a day, as will the Fed.
Yep.
Guess who's speaking all this week? Almost every member of the Fed. They're not meeting this week. I guess next week. Is that their meeting? Jerome Powell is heading into the batter's box, not at the All-Star game at Progressive Field in Cleveland, but he'll be speaking, making many speeches this week. There was a 100% probability of a Fed rate cut in July. I don't buy that at all. There will not be a Fed rate cut in July in my book. I don't see it at all. And I'm pretty doubtful, really, for the rest of the year, unless we start getting some bad news on the economy. And there's also addresses being made this week by Raphael Bostic, James Bullard, Randall Quarles, all these guys are Fed governors across the nation. So believe it or not, I think the Fed moves the market more than China. Definitely more than Ross Perot.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, small business optimism index, it's down a little bit. Chain store sales come in hot. Oh, that's good. They increased 6.2%. They must be counting online sales too, I guess. And Larry Kudlow said that Powell's job as Fed chair is safe. There's no effort to remove him, despite President Trump repeatedly criticizing Powell and the Fed for not cutting rates and for raising them last December. Kudlow did say, however, that the central bank should take back its December hike. Here's one for you, Paul. What? Look at this next story. Tell me about this.
That's my eyeballs dropping out.
What's going on here? What's the headline there?
The European junk yields head below zero. These are corporate bonds that are basically junk, low rated.
And they're zero return, below zero. That makes no sense at all.
It's insane.
The sub-zero yields have spread it to the European junk bond market. a full 14 of the high yield issues in Europe now sport negative yields.
I have to put my eyeballs back in.
But they're saying, well, they were zero at the start. That's just crazy. So I guess that makes the U.S. Treasury look pretty good at 2.06.
That's right.
When you get negative returns on a junk bond over in Europe. And, of course, Germany overall is minus 0.36. Japan is minus 0.13. And even Spain is only 0.37. I got to believe that a U.S. Treasury is a little bit safer than a Treasury coming out of Spain, but yet look at the difference. We're at 2.06. Spain is at 0.37. I even noticed that the Greek bond is about the same as a U.S. bond.
And they're the junkiest you can get in Europe.
Yeah, and look at all the trouble that Greece has had here recently. So anyways, another big issue that affected the markets yesterday, there was an executive order signed, and it was aimed at the drug stocks, the drug producers. The healthcare index was down pretty good yesterday. The Mercks of the world, the Pfizers of the world were down, as President Trump has been, he's been waving his finger at them for quite some time, but he actually signed an executive order yesterday, and today he's going after the kidney dialysis, the kidney care market. That's DaVita, that's Fresenius, and a few others. He wants to cut costs. They will announce new reimbursement models with an incentive to shift away from standalone clinics, which I see them all over, dialysis clinics, to the home. So that would really hurt Fresenius and DaVita. He's the president is scheduled to unveil the strategy in a Wednesday morning speech. He is also mulling additional actions via executive order. You know, the healthcare sector, is it fair to say it's under fire right now? There's a lot of questions.
A lot of questions.
Okay, are we going to get Bernie care? Are we going to get Elizabeth Warren care? Are we going to have the Health Care Act, Obamacare, overthrown? Are we going to get Kamala care or Biden care? Biden pretty much wants to keep the status quo. And I just think that throws a lot of uncertainty in the healthcare sector. We don't have a lot of exposure to the healthcare sector. I would say we're underweighted in the healthcare sector. But we do have some exposure there that we may have to rethink just a little bit. The rule to list drug prices in the TV ads. You know, first of all, you listen to the ad for the drug, and it lists all the side effects, which takes like a minute. And you're thinking, I'd never take that thing. And then at the end, they got to list the price. And by the way, it's $1,000 a pill for all of these side effects. I don't think that's good for sales. I was kind of for that. I want to know how much this thing's going to cost me for these benefits that I'm supposed to get. But anyways, Merck threw a lawsuit, Lilly, Amgen, and they won. They can't have, they're not required to list their drug prices in the TV ads. Well, we got Cisco, Boeing, MasterCard, Square, Nike. A new company with cellulite, a cellulite machine that's flying right now. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half. We got Seattle coming up. When is that, Paul? It's
July 30th. It's a Tuesday through the August 1st, a Thursday.
Are we full up in the
appointments? We're very close.
Very close. Okay, well, that's the way it goes. I told you they would sell out. Mm. Yeah, we'll be there for 3 days. No workshop this time. Just appointments there at the Embassy Suites in Bellevue. I wonder, not too far from there, they're building that new big Amazon skyscraper.
Right.
We'll see if they're breaking ground or got a shovel in the ground there yet on that. While we're eating our free breakfast at the Embassy Suites. Somehow I think you pay for that breakfast, so I think it's built in there somewhere. But we look forward to meeting with you. If you would like to, we're willing to stay another day if we have to. You can call Edie at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And then soon we will be announcing our Minnesota plans. All right? So we're coming to, we usually like to stay there at the Mall of America. That's a fun place. A lot of good things happening there, and we will be there sometime after that Seattle trip. All right, let's take a look at what's happening here. Boeing, big setback there again. You know, we were just talking about how that is such dead. I hate to be going to Seattle. It's going to be a little gloomy in Seattle. That's Boeing's a big employer up there, but I just don't see these MAX jets getting back on the assembly line until next year is what it's looking. And they lost a big order yesterday. That was
50, yeah.
Who was that? Saudi Arabia or something like that?
It's a discount airline. But
yeah. A discount airline.
Yeah.
They lost a $6 billion order. So the poor salesman lost his commission, you know, that sold that one. That's got to hurt. So the problems continue at Boeing. MasterCard, one of the greatest stocks I've ever owned. It's right up there with AutoZone, only MasterCard is more current. AutoZone's been around for a while. Believe it or not, MasterCard has only been a publicly traded company since 2006. Get this, it went public at the price of, split adjusted, of course, of $4 a share. And what is it today?
Stunning.
$272. Now, everybody Stunning. Always wants to say, what's the next Microsoft? What? You know what? They're right in front of our face every single day. And a lot of times they're not something that's way, you know, a new invention that's changing the world. MasterCard. You know, just basic. I've always got mine in my wallet, and it's always there. Never leave home without it. MasterCard has gone from $4.50 to $272. I don't know how many times I featured MA, which is now a quarter of a billion-dollar company, $278 billion. I really like where they're headquartered. Purchase New York. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Purchase?
Not Purchase.
No. I don't even know where it is. I think it's on the outskirts of Buffalo or something like mm-hmm. that. But that's where they're headquartered. Purchase. What a great name for their headquarters there at MasterCard. And, of course, they compete with Visa. They compete with American Express. They compete with others. But MasterCard... Definitely. Let's see how it's ranked in the best stocks now. App right now.
Bill, it's 17.
It's who?
17 in the app.
Number 17.
That's right.
Well, okay. It deserves to be 7.
Right.
Look at, okay, now go down to the bottom of the app where my comments are.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how many times I have sent out a tweet. Go back to 2013, 2012.
Yeah.
You can hear my analysis of this stock back in February 24th, 2012. Tap here. Uh-oh, it was on PW Street. Uh-oh, it's gone. Dang it. We might have to look into that. That website kind of died on us. Well, anyways, clear back to 2012, I've been talking about MasterCard, and I've owned it, and I continue to own it. One of the great winners. Why is it in the news today? They're closing in on a deal to boost their cross-border payment network. They're buying Transfast, which is a global payment company with a significant cross-border network. Well, it seems to me like things just keep getting better at MasterCard. It's ranked number 17 overall in the best stocks now. That's good. That means the ranking system is working. You know, it's always good to see a real live example there of one of the biggest winners and being there in the app. All right, let's take a look at news here on, of course, AutoZone, new high, and someone's coming out with the buy rating on it today. Unbelievable stock. What is AutoZone ranked here in the app today? It's not as high as MasterCard or Visa, but I'm sure it's up there. Is it in the top 300 right now on AutoZone? I don't have
it's 580 at the moment.
Okay, all right. But it hit a new all-time high.
Even a month ago, it was 240.
Wow, yesterday. And I see that Argus is upgrading Square today. Where is Square ranked? SQ. Argus brings, now there's a competitor, okay, to MasterCard.
Right.
I don't have a Square card in my wallet, but I have an iPhone in my pocket.
That's it.
And it's digital. And you know that, well, you know what? You have to flash the card on the iPhone and it reads it, right? So it's a card reader. I guess Square is kind of
it's 259 in the app.
Okay, it's in Square. The top 300. Square is a competitor, and Square is also attempting to become a bank.
Yeah.
Now I would much rather own Square. I don't drive down the road and see physical spaces that they've got a lease. You know, here's the Square Bank. We have a drive-through. We've got tellers. No. Okay, that's what I like about it. It's a little bit different model from Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, and all the rest, Wells Fargo. And I think it's a thorn in the side of these people, and I think we're going to continue to move in this direction. Mobile payments. Which brings up another subject. There's an ETF out there called iPay. And pay and pay and pay. It is a mobile payments ETF. And it's done rather well since it's low in December, $32 a share. It's $47. It's up 50% since mid-December. The markets may be up 16, 17, somewhere in there. This thing's up 50%. iPay, which is the MG Prime Mobile Payments ETF, and obviously Square would be a big position in that. Okay, now we get to talk about the cellulite stock, all right? One of the story stocks out there in the market right now is Soliton, S-O-L-Y. Now, wait a minute before you cash the rent check and go buy 1,000 shares of Soliton. Where's it trading at today?
It's 16 and a quarter.
16 and a quarter. This company went public in mid-February at $5 a share. Very uneventful offering. But, you know, by mid-April, it had tripled to 15. Then it went back down to 5. That's why I like to give IPOs a year. That's what I do or so. To kind of mellow out and prove they can make some money. This company does not have any sales, and it does not have any earnings at the current time, yet it's a $250 million company, $240 million. And after it went down to 5 in late May, in 2 days, it went to 30, from 5 to 30. It went up sixfold in 2 days in late May.
Short squeeze?
That or the cellulite machine works. I don't know. They develop medical devices using proprietary acoustic shock waves. Was that like Led Zeppelin? Jimmy Page is in there somewhere playing that good. For the removal of tattoos and cellulite.
Fantastic.
And if you've got a tattoo on your cellulite, you're good shape there with Soliton. Soliton was up 34% yesterday in an apparent response, an announcement that it will release cumulative 26-week patient data from proof-of-concept study evaluating its acoustic shockwave device. Where can I get one of these? for the potential treatment of moderate to severe cellulite. According to president and co-founder Chris Capelli, he says the initial results are promising. S-O-L-Y. We do not own it. But it's fun to watch these kind of companies bounce around like crazy. Up 34% yesterday. All right, the stock of the day when we come back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, this market's getting some traction here. I see the Dow. It must be that cellulite stock that's doing it. The NASDAQ's up 15 points right now, and the NASDAQ is pretty much just one stock, 3M. And the Dow is down 74 points. But NASDAQ, you know, this was my observation. Fishing in the waters yesterday. From dawn till dusk, I observed that, you know, even though the NASDAQ was down 63 points yesterday, it was mostly Apple. And a lot of people don't realize that. They'll look at the index at the end of the day and they'll say, oh, it was a snotty day, terrible day in the market. Well, there were some huge movers underneath the surface of the market, companies like Shopify and AutoZone and AMD and others. It was a much better day than the indexes would indicate. Today, I would say the same thing.
It's the 3M on the Dow.
And that's you look at the Dow and you say, oh, it's a lousy day in the market. And a lot of people, you know, they see the headlines at night. The Dow was down 77 points today on Wall Street, and they don't realize all these stocks that are busting loose under the surface.
Right.
Well, that's where a fishing guide comes in. I was in the water all day, and at the end of the day, I'm writing up my daily fishing report and posting it on my website at GundersonCapital.com, Bill's daily blog. And I give my observations of where I saw activity today, action in the market. Now, I did get out and do some fishing here in South Carolina over the weekend. And we got into a few pretty good spots. And I told my neighbor about those good spots, but not the general public. We had some pretty good trout fishing and mostly speckled trout over the weekend, but some very good. But you had to be in the right place, and you had to be there at the right time. It's the same way with the market. And if you want to read Bill's daily fishing report, I posted it about 4:30 to 5 p.m. daily Eastern Standard Time on GundersonCapital.com. I also have another article that I've submitted. And when it is published, I'll let you know. It's on one of my favorite dividend and growth stocks. And it should be published on Seeking Alpha fairly soon here. We'll see. All right. The featured stock of the day is one that's up 5% today.
Almost 6 now.
Wow. Let me look at the chart. That's going to get me excited because we have a big position. Oh, man. What happened there? Since this morning, well, we've already said there was a big upgrade of the company. This is a disruptor. You don't want to own a disrupted company. You want to own the disruptor. And in this case, the disruptor is Square, the symbol SQ. This is, who's the founder of Twitter? Dorsey, Jack Dorsey. This is his other company. Oh, by the way, he started another company, Dorsey did. I mean, look at the impact on the world that Twitter has had. Well, President Trump's been known to use Twitter a little bit, right, to get his message out on a daily basis. So, I mean, that was a game changer. And I think Square, okay, so we talk about MasterCard and Visa being $4 stocks, you know, 10 years ago. Will Square grow up to be a MasterCard or a Visa? I don't know, but it has those same characteristics. Let's not forget that Square came public at $10 a share back in 2015, and now it's $77 a share. That's not bad. That's a pretty good start. Can it go a lot higher? Yeah, my five-year target price is considerably higher. Look at the growth. The last four quarters, earnings have been up 86%, 86%, 75%, and 83%. Okay, compare that to Wells Fargo's growth. Wells Fargo's growth has been 0, 10, 12, and they actually had 25. It must have been an easy comparison. But over the last 5 years, Wells Fargo's growth has been 1% per year. 1% per year. Square's growth has, run circles around Wells Fargo, yet there's no guarantees here. But we own Square. We think it is one of those disruptors. And it's put up some pretty good numbers. You know, they've got to meet I have two criteria that these stocks have to meet. They have to meet my value. And I show Square right now with 100% upside potential over the next 5 years. I think it could double again with no guarantees. From the momentum side of things, over the last 3 years, Square has delivered growth, capital appreciation of 102% per year, while the market's delivered growth of 11.8% per year. Do I own Square? Heck yes, I do. 9 months ago, it was ranked number 181. Today, it's ranked number 259 out of 5,300, and it's one of the best mid to large cap growth companies out there, and it is what really... What really pops my eyes out today is the chart. Paul,
that's a great chart.
That's a great chart there. We love to see stuff like that. Okay, if I see anything else that makes my eyes pop out, you can follow me today. I'll be in the water all day. I'm on Twitter, StockTwits, at Bill Gunderson. If you want to put a professional fishing guide to work for you with your portfolio, moving around these waters, looking for these best stocks now, whether it be in the very conservative bond portfolio or way on down to the ultra-growth portfolios. And don't forget, too, I have half my portfolios. I'm a market timer, wherein if I think the economy is going to start to collapse and I see things happening, I'm going to do my best to protect. On the downside, no, we're not asset alligators here. Not at all. We are active money managers. Oh, we're not day traders, but we're looking for these best stocks now. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. And you know what? Just test the newsletter and look at the portfolios and look at how they've done since the beginning of the year. I now manage 10 different portfolios. I'm probably going to cap it right there. I think I've got everything I want right now. And whether you're a really ultra-conservative bond income investors with a lot of principal protection, or you're out there on the cutting edge looking for the tattoo removal stocks of the world, we're here for you. We are seeking alpha every day here at Gunderson Capital Management. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. Sample the newsletter. Look at the results for yourself. GundersonCapital.com. Okay, have a great day. I'll be reporting in later today. Check out my daily blog.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.